how he takes us through his journey.
Let's go.
Bag fuel, baby.
Bag fuel, live in full effect. The Heineken is here.
Yo, ESSO, everyone, C Sounds Official. You already know.
Straight from upstate. One of the greats.
Rochester in the building.
Yeah, we can't say it how I said it last time because the killers and the shooters said I said it wrong.
You know what I mean?
I'm a 38 special. Respect, yeah. Man. Thank
appreciate
you for tapping
y'all
in.
Having me, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you,
know what
you
mean?
Being here, dude.
Listen,
you
know what I mean? Shit.
One of the hardest things to do as an artist is to get people to care about your music and to get people to listen to it. And somehow you've made it that. The whole NBA is listening to you. Kevin Durant is listening to you, right. Posting you. LeBron James is listening to you and posting you. Other people want to get on your records. What is the journey that you took to get these people? What was the business moves you made so people can really care about your music?
Well, the journey was a long journey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I went through different levels of learning, different levels of internship. Shall I say?
Interesting. As a rapper?
As a rapper, see, a lot of people think like, well, you know, different people got, everybody got different routes.
Absolutely.
You know, some people might not have to work as long and then see success very fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not the route that is more likely to happen for a person. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it could be discouraging if you're looking for that to happen for you and then it don't. And that's why a lot of people don't put all the time that they supposed to put into their talent because they looking for an overnight success. They hear a lot of stories of meeting someone and that person changed their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody hearing their music and then their life changed. They hear these stories and they think like this is the way and the route that is going to happen for them. And when it don't, it becomes discouraging.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So in all actuality, this is really a game that you got to be prepared to go for.
Yeah.
10 years.
Minimum.
15 years. You really got to have a long, you know, you got to have enough stamina and endurance to be able to run that long. You know, in this, in this, you know, and you got to have a lot of faith in yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? See, with me, you know, I started when the having balls meant something. I kept having balls during a period of time when it was devalued and it meant nothing. And I waited and stuck to my guns until it came back around and was valuable again.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, you know, following trends and shit. Or like, you know, this shit is what the sound is, so let me marry to that. Now, I might experience with, you know, different sounds and different things of that nature, but actually committing to it, you know, like presenting myself as that. When really, I'm a lyricist and an MC by heart. So that's what I do. Yeah.
It's in your core.
Yeah, so that's what I do. So, you know, first and foremost, I had to learn who I was rapping for. That's key.
Very key.
You know, like, just because you can make good music and you see a lot of things going on don't mean that you're supposed to actually make all of that. You know? You might hear shit from this area, like, you know, music is regional. So you might hear a sound like the Detroit sound.
Mm-hmm.
It might be popular.
Mm-hmm.
You might like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that doesn't mean that you actually commit to that sound.
Yeah.
Just because it's relevant. You might hear an Atlanta sound when it's relevant, you know, and you might feel as though, okay, I have to do this in order to get heard. That's the wrong concept to have.
What about people that's doing it to make money? To cater to the labels, go with the wave to give themselves that opportunity. Like you said, it's a 10, 15 year grind. Some people might be like, do I got 6 years to wait out this wave?
And like I said, everybody route is different. If
very
opportunity
true.
Presents itself, you know, and you are, you know, you have to do whatever you have to do, I encourage you to do whatever you have to do to take advantage of your opportunity.
That's fair.
I come from a place where opportunity never presents itself.
So you're creating it.
So you have to create these opportunities. So
do you think that your longevity and how you kept rapping at bars is back in style, and that's what you're saying, and why Kevin Durant is taking notice and LeBron's taking notice now, and a bunch of ball players because
and hip hop too.
Because I was about to say because they are a big part of the hip hop community. They do influence hip hop people, and they have promoted you in ways that labels can't promote themselves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So do you think that because you just kept rapping that you built up the catalog?
Not just that. I put the time in to work on my skill, on my service. See, I provide a service. People don't understand that. Each artist provides a service. Mm. You understand? So what I mean by that, like, if I want to go to the club, certain artists that I listen to in the club, mm-hmm. they provide that service. Mm. Why they in the club? If I'm with my lady, I might want to hear certain artists.
Makes sense. They provide
that service, right?
Mm-hmm.
I provide a service for a certain kind of lane that only I could provide.
Mm.
The guys that's providing that for over there, they can't do what I do. So once I understand that, understand who I am, it make it easier for me when I go in the booth to know who I'm rapping for. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So once you know who you rapping for, it don't really matter about everybody else because I provide a service just for that. You know what I mean? So being that I became so skilled at providing my service and the best at providing my service, that's how I end up, you know, becoming on the radar of the greats because I'm the best that did it. Now, if I was jumping in everybody's lane and not focusing on what I provide, then I wouldn't be the best.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like anybody that provides a service.
But how'd you figure that out?
Well, early in the game, shout out to DJ Premier. Early in the game, you know, I came in the game, you know, buying beats from the legends and shit. Pete Rock, Primo, you know what I'm saying? Like, early in my career and shit, like, over 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I had a conversation with Prime one time, and he told me something that was real valuable. He was like, Spesh, don't rap for everybody. Rap for your friends. Only person that you should be rapping for is your friends. Not my friends. You should rap for your friends. Them the ones that feel you. Them the ones that live the life that you live. And it's a million people like them. The only people you should be trying to impress is your friends. That was something I was able to carry. It was like, oh, I only rap for the niggas that's my homies. See, I'm all they favorite rapper. I really don't care about anybody else. Like, I'm my homies' favorite rappers, and I know the life that they live. It's a million people that's living like them. You know what I'm saying?
They're big, 10 million.
Yeah. So
easily.
So when I go in the booth, I'm only rapping for them. And I happen to live the same life as them, so it's very easy for me to relate. I'm not stepping outside. I'm not doing nothing. I'm just reminiscing and shit, speaking about parts of my life or parts of my day. Mm. And my friends, they love it. So this is where my energy come from. I don't care about the world. I don't care what this person on the radio doing, this person in the club doing. I provide a service for my homies. Now, when other homies hear it, that live a life of my homies, they're going to need that same service. See, we need a service. I know I was active. So when I woke up and went outside, I needed to hear certain things. It's not always about me being in a club or being with a woman. Y'all provide those services. But what about when I'm bagging up? You heard? What about when I'm cooking up? You heard? We need a service for that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not in a club when I'm in the kitchen. You understand?
What's the mentality when you're in the kitchen?
I'm actually
when
thinking.
When you used to be in the kitchen.
See. When you hustling, period, on any field, you thinking. It's more mental. Not really partying. It's not really the energy that you're doing. You're not even blowing money.
That's later. That's way later.
So the people that provide like that service, that service is not really relevant when you feel and what I was doing. I needed something to make me think, calm down, and motivate me to actually better my life. I needed to be motivated to better my life.
Yeah.
So that became the service that I provided because I knew what I needed. I knew what was missing. With me providing that service, only rapping for the homies, it gained a certain level of authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That, you know, is very visible and believable, certain level of believability, because I'm only doing what I do. If I was trying to do what they do, then it wouldn't be that authentic.
I just love seeing how the energy is really landing. You know, Esso and I have spoken about it, like, to see where you were at a year ago.
Straight up, 38.
To now.
Man, how about
that's what I'm talking about, man. Provide a service to all you artists out there.
No
doubt.
Provide
a service. That's what we do. That's what we do. We provide a service.
There's a lot of gems in that. You know what I mean? Like, obviously that being, like, just fresh off the brick, right? You know, let me pause for a second, because there was quite a few gems in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And yes, the biggest one being, well, I would say that one. I liked about staying in your lane and not rapping for the world.
Yes.
You know, I often say now is like, okay, if I don't feel that person's music, that's a sound for somebody else. It's a sound for somebody else.
You said if you don't hear it or if you don't like it?
If I don't like it.
Right.
It's a sound for somebody else, instead of just being like, that's shit, that's trash.
Right.
You know? And, but the fact is that, yes, the you know, when I say, when I'm teaching anybody who wants to be an MC, you know, the first thing you gotta conquer is yourself. You gotta conquer yourself.
Mm.
Once you conquer yourself, once you master the lower self, then everybody else doesn't really matter.
Mm.
Especially their opinions about your music.
Mm.
And then when you add on what he's saying, rapping for your homies, and you got 10 million homies that relate to you, right? That's why they support your what? Music. Because you're what? Providing a service.
Yeah.
Because you're giving them something to aspire to potentially be that is more positive.
Yeah.
Now, maybe somebody would say he was glorifying it. But when he said that to better his life, that lets you know he's educating you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, he's right. Like, it's still a reality.
Yeah.
Opportunity, right? He's like, I'm from a place where opportunity doesn't present itself.
Mm.
So you had to create it. And I mean, that goes for everybody. Every region of the world. Because there's opportunities that ain't presented to people because they ain't mentally ready for those opportunities.
Right.
Vibrationally, right?
Right.
So we all are creating our opportunities.
Yeah.
Some come quicker, some come slower. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. Sometimes you can never tell.
Yeah.
Right? Wise man told me that, right? Sometimes good, sometimes bad. I don't want to say sometimes you can never tell. So willfully you live long enough to see what it was. Or yeah. Survive it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right? So.
Right.
It's really a lot of gems in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I felt that too, man.
Yeah.
Because there's a saying that's more popular that goes, you know, make music for yourself. Don't make music for anyone else.
Make that's interesting.
Yourself. I've heard that as well.
Interesting.
And now when I hear this, I start to get to thinking, well, what is my own self?
Mm.
Right?
His own self. What is his own self?
Well, you know, no, your own self could be comprised of a lot of different things, mm-hmm. but your environment is definitely one of them. Who's in your environment? The people you allow in your environment. Maybe some brothers, maybe some friends, you know, family. So when he says make music for these people or for your friends mainly, right? And I think that's valid as a man as well, because men tend to have more of a pack mentality in my experience.
Hmm.
So it's like, you know, steel sharpens steel.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Steel sharpens steel. And so if your homies are on something and you're trying to be on something else, it could be different. But if you're all on the same thing and now you're speaking about y'all's collective experience,
mm-hmm.
that's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Collective experience.
Collective experience.
That's why we speak for our people.
Mm.
There it is, right? There it is,
that.
Right there.
I see that. Most definitely, man. It's Yeah, do music for yourself. That's interesting. That's an interesting one.
Yeah. Have you heard that before?
It's not at the forefront. It's not at the frontal lobe. However, it doesn't mean I haven't heard it.
Right.
I would say that I'm still traveling to see why someone would think that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really both sides. You're doing it for yourself, but you're doing it to provide a service.
Mm-hmm.
Or to provide a message.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So is it really just for you? Right? Or is it for more than just you?
Mm-hmm.
But then the crazy science is that everything is one, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all original and individuals, but at the core of everything, we are collective energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah, you're doing this for you, you're doing it for your A-likes.
Because
mm-hmm. the unlikes will repel from it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Indeed.
What do we got next for the people, man?
They're going to repel off. Boing. Boyoyoyoing. That's what happens when you hit the trampoline.
Boyoyoyoing.
Yeah, it's like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Bounce them right off, man.
Yeah, indeed.
We're going to get this 38 special bouncing, man.
Let's go, man. I know we got the 8 Shots. Some of these songs coming off the 8 Shots, his newest album. I'll tell you right now, this shit is fire.
Let's get it. Starting off a free game. 38 special in the house. Trust. First
Trust.
In the house.
Peace.
Swear I love this shit, man. There's nothing I feel better than this, man. You know? This is what I was born to do. You know what I'm saying? Trust. Rappers took my life story and got competitive. All I hear is a bunch of people I rhyme better than. The light bulb wasn't invented by Tom Edison. The black man that really did it was not credited. That's how I feel when the industry don't let us in. Gatekeepers heard my name and spoke negative. I got the best shit in the town and you don't mess with it. You got a death wish or accepted a gross deficit. Flow effortless, it's a precious gift. I'm Moses in Exodus. If this was the Old Testament, yeah, I lost a couple of friends and some close relatives. All I got left is these pics and some old messages. At 15, I had a V and a gold necklace. 19, I was OT with those Mexicans. 20 years old, I became a road specialist. Put bras in a car with drugs and drove next to it. Most definite, these hoes treacherous. They bodies for sale, but they souls are so separate. I had to stop hoes selling bricks. A young drug dealer dream is to grow to an old executive. Trust. Hey, y'all, don't play the back and forth word games. I prefer pain. I put a brick on your head, your bird brain. Take 1 week to disturb things. I serve Cain. I fed one sheep and a whole hurricane. Weak niggas don't deserve gains. I splurge mainly in December. Every winter the furs change. Your man ran when he heard bang. You nerves lame. You been robbed twice, bitch. This your third chain. Got nerve pain that I ain't aware of. And abandonment issues, but my pistols is taken care of. Only competitions when I face the mirror. Hibernating, but y'all low vibrations gon' wake the bear up. You can't compare us in any era. I won a $20 million estate in Lake Riviera. First time I opened the brick, I teared up. Like
like, oh shit, we about to tear it up.
Hey, get at me, yo. And I mean rappy though. Can't go to Kakisaki and back to wearing Patakis, yo. A shell will crack your head like you cracked the shell on pistachios. Producer of this track must snip the key off a Casio. Hey, the Reaper at the dough and Jesus on the main line. Hey, the Reaper at the dough, get Jesus on the main line. The Reaper at the dough, Jesus on the main line. Strange times, gotta take good and bad at the same time.
Told him at least save a little cash. It's simple math, either learn the game or remain middle class. Used to dribble bags to fiddle cash. None of my ops didn't last, lest they got to the hospital fast. I hit a block with a triple jab. Since a little lab, we used to serve nickel slabs and Brillo pads. Huh, you niggas like the pillow brag. I heard old rumors that you been a fag. You like Willow Dad. I hate to make you individuals mad. I'm in my civil bag, put a trust symbol on a liberal flag. Shells hit you when you with your dad. When bullets riddle past your window glass, you gon' be crippled bad. My pistol had a long clip attached. Put a bullet in his ass, better get rid of the visceral fat. Throw a cocktail with his pad. Everybody inside was identified by the dental lab.
Get at me, yo. And I mean rappy though. Can't go to Kakisaki and back to wearing Patakis, yo. A shell will crack your head like you cracked the shell on pistachios. Producer of this track must snip the key off a Casio. The Reaper at the dough and Jesus on the main line. The Reaper at the dough, get Jesus on the main line. The Reaper at the dough, Jesus on the main line. Strange times, gotta take good and bad at the same time. Several dead, so it's hard to keep a level head. Never cared what the weather says. Middle of the snowstorm, I pedal meds in a yellow sled. Beef don't settle till a fellow bled. Better sleep with a bulletproof sheet in a metal bed. We was never fed deviled eggs. Your bitch got a cute face, but shaped like a kettle keg. My hoes make hella bread. Your hoes rock fake Hermes and Donatella threads. How she get that well in bed? If the bitch said she don't sell pussy, she probably selling head. Might have barrel, but never bed. Don't trust hospitals ever since what they did to my nigga Fred. Jealous friends, don't let it spread. If your bread right, better tread light, they'll tell a fed. Dope still moving like it used to. Fiends still shooting like they used to. Streets ain't looking like they used to. But I'm still getting money like I used to. Fake ass niggas I ain't used to. These bitches ain't looking like they used to. Everybody gon' die, nigga, you too. One gun ain't enough, gotta use two.
Let's go.
Trust.
Whatever bring me plates, but rather GTH, for I make a low pay, that's weekly base. These snakes got sneaky traits. I hit the black market and bought things with ETH. To get a brick from a brick is a piece of cake. I don't spend shit on shit that depreciates. Niggas talk slick till they drip from a leaky face. My gun big and black with a switch like TD Jakes. I came from a greasy place, no matter the heat he takes. Lames won't see me break. Niggas act strange, then immediate. I don't gang bang, you see R.I.P., it abbreviates.
They freely hate, cause we be great. I sell at least three a day. Cheapest rates is what keep me safe. My bitch got a 3D shape, Nefertiti face. She don't trip when she see me late. Keep my sweetie late.
I'm special. Put another business on the block. I'm special. I ain't gon' finish till I stop. I'm special. Real estate, crypto, stocks. I'm re-ing up with everything I got. Motherfucker, I'm special. I survived the belly of the beast. I'm special. A nigga that was really in the streets. I'm special. If you fuck with me, you gon' eat. I put a lot of niggas on their feet. Motherfucker, I'm special.
Special, special, special.
Oh, feeling like I'm El Camino. Do this for my people. Hey yo, I feel like El Camino. Man, I do this for my people. It hurt to see my brother shoot his vein up with a needle. Oof. That shit crushed me like a motherfucking beetle. Had me feeling so feeble, dealing with the evil. Can you see those? Nigga, they ain't connected like the brain with the cerebral. I don't understand why the fuck they don't really understand that we hungry, need cereal. Move to the higher level, baby, imperial. Rey Mysterio, why you so mysterious? Dealing with the God, nigga, this shit is Furio. That was a hitman that belonged to Tony. Soprano, baby girl, you come blow me. No, hold up a second, I don't need your neck unless it's as long as a giraffe. I mack bitches like my name was Chef. Take that back, I ain't mean to call you B, huh? But you can never be my B. I ain't never been Jay-Z. So baby, you could watch for the team. Shine like grease on the hair when it's sheen. Keep on winning like a nigga Charlie Sheen. Yeah, baby, I'm feeling like I'm about to take flight. 38 special. Boom,
that's that Valentino. That's that Valentino. That's that Valentino coming out, y'all. What y'all know about
London
that, man?
Valentino, nigga. What the? That's my alter ego. London Valentino, my alter ego.
Yeah, I heard him in there, man.
Yo, that's
He's
so funny.
He's starting to come out at the end, G.
Yo, that's so funny, my nigga. London Valentino. Hey, yo, word is barn. That actually going to be my next rap name, you know what I mean? I'm changing it up. London Valentino.
Oh, man.
We spent too much time in the UK, man. Hey, bro. Hey, call you London, fucking London Valentino. Yeah.
Valentino. Now we back with the 38 special.
Yeah, man. We are going right back into the fucking interview.
Free Game. That was free. So I think all these tracks were off of that new album you were talking about. Eight Shots. Yo, crazy album cover over here. Like, super illustrative. It's like, it's a skull, and the skull's mouth is open, and there's like a bunch of bullets that he's kind of like about to eat, you know? It's crazy. With a really dark purple hue in the background. So we have Free Game off the album, first track, and the second track featuring Method Man.
Crazy.
I'm also happy to see Meth up on there. I like Meth's voice a lot. I like his cadence too, honestly. He's definitely one of my favorites.
38 said that he did that verse too really quick, that hook very quick, like sent it back really quick.
The main line, that's what the song is called, 38 Special Method Man. Next track, we went into Used To with 38 Special on his own. Really dope, dope, dope music. The last one was actually titled an interlude called Special. I like that. I like that. I like
that.
So
the 8 Shots, he produced the whole thing.
Damn. The instrumentals were crazy.
Right?
Crazy.
I think there's about 14 tracks on that album.
Crazy instrumentals.
Because he had another album called 7 Shots. And then he had another one prior to that. I think it was either 5 or 6 Shots. Yeah. So, you know, you see he makes these series, right?
Right, right, right.
You know?
That's the world building.
Yeah, exactly. Like Stab and Shot 2. You know? So yeah, man.
Do you think there's a business decision on that too, where maybe they put out one project like Shot and Stab, and then it does really well, so they make Shot and Stab 2?
That's a very interesting question.
You know, because you know how there's only one of certain projects, right? But certain artists have like 1, 2, and 3 of certain projects.
Yeah,
I'm wondering if they like see it as a business thing where we could do a, because it's the same. Once you build that world, you have that world, right? Mm-hmm. So they go back into it to draw from it again. you know.
I think it really depends. Continue wisdom, God.
No, I was just going to mention one of my favorite trilogies. It's actually not my favorite, but one I listened to a lot was Kid Cudi's Man on the Moon, 1, 2, and 3. That one, I liked that a lot when I was younger.
Yeah.
What else we got? Man, there's a lot. However, I wanted to ask you, what do you think? Like, how do you think they decide that?
I don't know, because really it depends on, I think one way you could decide that you're going to do a trilogy would be with the same producers, you know what I mean? And there's a specific sound for that, right?
Right.
Maybe you have specific skits that are, you know, what they call concept albums, right?
Yeah.
So, what's the concept, right?
Yeah.